This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Wednesday. Thanking our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Rhett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor. Big deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. And Blevins Insurance and Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Print It. I'm Kevin Keith, Bill Gant, Melissa Miller joining me in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't we have something going on today?
Oh, maybe.
I'm trying to scratch my head. Mm-hmm. Seems like I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah.
I know.
We've got Ag Day. Mm-hmm. It's Ag Day. Yay.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Yeehaw. That's right. How you doing, buckaroos?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Ag Day 2022. I'm the fashion trend over here.
So. Yeah. Well, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Bill, like, you got to get in front of the camera.
I like
we need
the
like full body.
And the, I like the beanie and the shades, man.
Well, the sun is streaming just like right
it
in
is.
Since the time
yeah, it
changed.
Is. It's
like
really
right in my
today,
eyeballs. So in a minute, I'll take them off. I promise.
I'm going to have to keep that in mind, though. I actually kind of like the vibe.
Well, it's good. It is nice. I mean, I don't mind.
And it's
only appropriate.
It's kind of a cool vibe, though.
It's only appropriate. It's shining in Shine 99. Uh-huh.
Yes. Into Wilo.
Now, you mentioned the sunglasses. You mentioned the beanie.
Yeah.
I like the Pablo Cruz t-shirt shirt there.
Yeah.
And then just to show the and listeners, I guess we could. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
These are the shoes.
Say, he's got
that's
the
what
shoes
the checkerboard van. So I've decided to dress like Steve Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You smell like him, too. I'll tell you that.
Look out.
That was uncalled
I know that, dude.
That was uncalled
All right. So it is Ag Day 2022. Let's start with the SkyWatch weather forecast before this gets off the rails here. 70 to the daytime high today. Melissa, God is blessing us with a beautiful Ag Day.
Yeah, and we're all stuck in here.
yeah, good point.
That's the norm.
We're doing Ag Day from out front.
Yeah, exactly.
70 the daytime high today and sunshine, blue skies. Clear tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, some sunshine again, high 72. Slight chance of rain tomorrow night. We won't talk about that. Low 47. High up to 59 Friday. Rain likely in the afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm after 2. And then rain, maybe a thunderstorm. They took the snow out of the National Weather Service forecast.
Yeah.
All right.
No, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Friday night, rain, maybe a thunderstorm still. Low down to 39. Saturday, high 46. A little cooler.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we're back pointed in the right direction. 67 on Sunday, 68 on Monday, and chance of rain Tuesday, high at 60. It is right now, refresh, 37 from your official weather station, WILO, but actually feels good.
I had to turn the heat on.
Yeah, a little bit.
We turned it off last night.
Clean the windows on the vehicle so I can drive in, but otherwise.
Before we go too much farther, really quick, I was listening to your show last week, and I did hear where Melissa Miller, does the 6 to midnight kind of shift, and your story where you said, I've got a story here that I think Bill Gant should look into, and it was about Aerosmith bailing people out.
Yeah.
That had been arrested for marijuana.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm putting my son to bed, and I was like, hey, Bill Gant ought to know this one.
Yeah.
Dad, why do you know about Aerosmith and marijuana?
For your Friday night show.
So I am listening. Excellent radio. Thank you.
Lord, Adam's here already.
Adam's here early, man. Hey, he's not afraid.
Put that man
he can come
payroll.
In here if he wants.
Yeah, we're running out of microphones. Come
he
around
can just have
way.
Mine. I'll get out of the way.
Maybe he's got something.
He's
it's
exhausted.
Hard. Oh, no. He's probably unpacking his computer that he will never look at, but he thinks he has to have in front of him.
He just feels more comfortable with a computer.
Yeah, he likes to hide behind it.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It doesn't work.
Well, we've got three microphones. We're going to let Adam Shank sit down here for 5 minutes or so, and we could talk a little preview of Ag Day coming up here. Bill, would you get me a refill?
Absolutely.
Thank
what are you saying,
man,
about my computer?
Appreciate it.
I'm not going to ever look at it.
You never look at it when we get to talking.
Coffee? Anyone need anything?
No, 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 no. Okay. That'll stunt your growth, man.
Thanks.
Sure.
Well, you know, sometimes it's like a security blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hide behind it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to admit, I usually put mine up too, because we do. We get on there and we look up facts, you know, we do fact checking while we're at it. And
it's handy to have.
And maybe we come up with a couple of more questions if we're long on time. So
I'm a little panicked that there's not a table in there. I mean,
we do have a table.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
usually Casper we have
Media.
A table to sit around, and I'm like, this is going to be very exposed.
Michael
Holden
got rid of that big long one.
We will have that for the round table. We will have a table, but we don't really need it when there's just a couple of us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Talk about taking my security blanket.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I got a little. I took the big conference table out.
I'm kind of liking the Amish look, though. What's the deal? Are we gonna?
I'm running long. Running long on the hair here.
Are we gonna trim that up this summer?
Yeah, I was meant to have that done before now, and it just didn't get done.
Yeah, I did Ross's last night. So.
Are you raising a barn here this week?
Maybe it's looking that way, isn't it?
So we got Ag Day today.
Yeah,
and Adam, you've really become a big part of WILO the last couple of years here.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's been great.
We appreciate it too. Yeah,
been great.
I twisted his arm. He didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And not a lot of educators across the state have the opportunity to have a relationship with the
local radio or media like
we do. So this is great.
And it's really appropriate in our county because this is a big ag community and ag county, and everything around us pretty much is
right
to where. You know, Southern Indiana is too, but if you're in a larger metropolis area or in Evansville or in New Albany, you just don't think about it, you know?
Right. Well, you get down there, you get into the rolling hills and stuff, and you don't see a whole lot of, you've got row crop down there, mm-hmm. but it's very sporadic.
Few and far between, yeah.
Very sporadic. It's a lot of livestock down there.
So we appreciate the relationship too. Plus, if you can go straight to Purdue Extension and go to the top, I mean, there you go. That's good. He's a great resource for us.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well,
thank you.
Exactly.
Flatter me, but thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you.
No.
So, you know, this will be our first COVID in a COVID-free Ag Day in a couple of years here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to having people in. And
This is the first time we've had the full crew in.
We've
done the splits on the last 2 years, but this will be the first time we've had everybody in-house.
I think the first COVID year we did it all on the phone, didn't we?
We did a lot.
Jennifer was here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think she was about the only one that came in. Yeah.
And then then last year was kind of a hybrid. And
yeah.
My first two years here, we hosted it from Hoops, former Hoops down there.
Yeah, we went out to Hoops.
And
that was back when Jay was.
That was all right, but and you know what? I got to admit it. You guys did a fine job last year. I'm sure you'll do a fine job this year. I sort of missed Jay Hawley stopping by a little bit,
right?
You know, and maybe he could. We should have invited him.
I did.
Come in. Did you?
I saw him at the Soul and Water annual dinner the other night, and told him, hey. We're doing this, and he was very interested. So I said, "Listen in, call, give us a call."
Yeah,
yeah, we can put him on.
He was glad to hear it was continuing, and you know that we were carrying the torch. So, but I did talk to Jay about it the other night.
Yeah, he gave me a lot of good years of training too, because I produced his show for several years.
Right.
So it was kind of nice to have that be on both sides of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to it. We'll go over the list here in a moment. One of the first. Let you know, at either about 5 minutes from now or 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Katie Ann Rottler. Let's see. I want to make sure I've got the right day. Today's the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she'll be calling in and talking a little Clinton County Chamber of Commerce news and information. And just a quick reminder, tomorrow morning after the 7:30 news with yours truly, Todd Berryman had a chance to sit down with the one and only A&E's Bill Curtis, and so we'll run that interview tomorrow morning after the 7:30 news. And Bill Curtis, he's one of those people, if you don't recognize his name, you would recognize his face, and he used to host the Cold Case Files on A&E, and they've had this in reruns for years, and it's so popular they needed new episodes. So they like brought him out of retirement.
Well, and that subject, that cold cases yeah. and true crimes and all of that is a booming, I don't want to say business because it's sad that we have
yeah.
that as an industry, but
they're intriguing. They're compelling to watch.
Extremely intriguing, and the more that they put that stuff up, the more cases they're solving.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
well. Exactly. So, you know, getting the information out there to more people and getting more help. Mm-hmm. So it has its place.
All right. Also want to mention tomorrow is Coffee and Conversation with Mayor Sheets, Board of Public Works, Police, Fire Chief, Department Superintendent, some other things. 2 to 4 tomorrow afternoon at Gym City Junction. And a lot of times people will text me and say, how come they're not doing that? Or the city, I say, hey, call them, right? I mean, I, you know, yeah. wait till they're on the
all
air.
All we're doing is passing the information.
That's right. So this is your chance
yep.
to get out and talk to them, too. Also, one more thing, Mayor Sheets announced last week on Party Line, broke the news here first, then I saw it all over Facebook. They're going to have the groundbreaking for the TPA Park Aquatic Center,
right.
2 p.m., on Friday, April Fool's Day.
No
April
fooling.
1st. Oh, no fool.
Isn't that appropriate?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So the groundbreaking is going to take place near the pool house, parking available on the north side of the pool by the baseball diamond. So they're going to keep the pool house, the bath
yeah.
house there.
Yeah, they were going to keep the historic. That. They're going to keep the historic part of it, that. And that's great. Because yeah, that's been there that's from
are they
going to the
refurbish it?
Yeah.
And restore
yeah.
it a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, yeah. restore it, yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Which will be cool.
And soon we are working on a artist rendering sketch of what it's going to look oh. like. So we'll try to get that as soon as I find a 14-year-old to show me how to post that. We'll figure it out.
Oh,
all right. Well,
Lord.
Let's go over Ag Day while I've still got you because you guys are going to start getting real busy here
yeah,
real soon.
Yeah, we're going to have to go finish getting ready. And
so I'm going to turn it over to you guys for a couple minutes here. I've got the complete list if I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, we got ours in front of us. But, yeah, I'm kind of excited about this.
You better be.
I guess this is a lineup, probably one of the best that we've put together so
far. Yeah, this
far.
Is good. This
and
is
I
good.
Think more
and timely.
And extremely diversified.
Yes.
And you're right, timely. There's I see what's going on in the news. And yesterday, I think it was, we were going over some of this stuff. It's like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mm-hmm. mean, this is what we're talking about. So,
right.
All right, so we're going to start at 9:30-ish, right after Party Line here,
right. yep.
with the one and only Jeff Hardesty.
Yep, Jeff's going to come in. We're going to talk about landscaping. I mean, we're getting the warm weather out now, and everybody's itching to get out there.
Yeah.
So we want everybody to be able to get started right.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, they do the right thing. You know, what do we need to be looking at now for our lawns, you know, we want to be proactive, not reactive. And what do we need to be doing to make sure our lawns look good going
yep.
into summer? And what kind of flowers do we need to be looking at putting out or taking care of right now? And
the old work hard, you know, work smarter, not harder. And when's the right time to trim everything up? And
yeah,
you know,
yep. So hopefully we can get some information out on that this morning because that's definitely that time of year. Things are starting to pop up and green up and. We want to do the right things.
Well, and I'm excited about the next one coming up at 10 after Jeff's segment. We're going to be talking to Laura Archibald from Healthy Communities, Clinton County Healthy Communities, and we're going to be talking about the community garden. Now, Adam, you can talk more about this than I can because you've actually know quite a bit about this and how the program works.
Yeah, I went out there last year as they were building and developing this. They've got a fantastic facility with room to grow. They put a lot of raised beds out. They've got the ADA compliant beds. They've got water capabilities, tools, and you know, you can come out and they just do a great job of growing food. And then the new facility also has a kitchen. So we've talked about doing some programs in there on food preparation in the kitchen. And it's just a really neat facility and a great resource that I don't think a lot of people knows out there at the community.
Yeah, I'm interested in going out. I want to check out the raised beds because as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that
yeah.
I'm getting tired of bending over and working in the garden. So
yeah, there's more than one advantage to it.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
for sure,
thinking
yeah.
about doing that at my house too as well. So I want to check all of that out.
So,
well,
yeah.
we get done with Laura and we move on to this one's going to be fun. I will say I know these two gentlemen. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining, but then it's also going to be informative. I had a conversation with Kevin Harness last night. We've got David Beard and Kevin Harness coming in. They are producers from Clinton and Carroll County, and they also deal with a particular fertilizer, which is animal made.
Oh, natural.
Natural fertilizer. They deal with manure, and they're going to talk about the benefits of it and why a lot of producers are using it. They don't want to come in and slight, they don't want to slight the chemical companies or the fertilizer companies or anything. They're just want to come in and explain why, we drive by the field and you want to roll your windows back up, but it's short lived, mm-hmm. Once it's worked in, you don't smell it again, but that's why they're using it. So, David and Kevin are going to come in and talk about the benefits of using animal byproduct.
Yep, it's a valuable product. Now, a lot of times, in the past, it was a necessary evil. You had to get rid of it. But as things have changed and costs and inputs have gone up, now we've got to look at these alternatives and the value that they bring, and being able to use those wisely to offset some of those costs.
Well, and more and more. Research was done over the years, and you can see the benefits of what it's putting back into the ground.
Absolutely. So, it feeds that soil livestock we talk about all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So it
builds that organic matter, mineralization. It's just nature is great, and that's one of the things that keeps it going.
It's all natural and puts it back into the earth, and that's what you and I both know is coming from family farms that had manure applied often,
mm-hmm.
and still do. It has its definite benefits in production and in the end result. So excited to talk to those gentlemen about that one.
Yes.
Then we're going to take a lunch break because we all need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will listen to AgriTalk while we're eating lunch. And then we'll come back after AgriTalk with a really good friend of mine, Jennifer Marcheski. She is with FMC Retail, and she's the retail market manager. FMC is a chemical company, and she's going to be here to talk about herbicides and a little bit of everything, actually, because we're going to talk to her about the issues with shortages, the outputs, the cost, and also, weed control, what's some of the better alternatives out there now, just because everything changes from year to year. So, mm-hmm. And Jennifer stays well up to date on that stuff. So she's a great resource for that.
Yeah, she doesn't. I like to talk with Jennifer because she doesn't slide it towards her one way, trying to sell her product or push her company. She's very neutral and very informational. And that's, we're looking at a time here where a lot of farmers aren't getting the herbicides that they have ordered. They're not promising any delivery of herbicides. You're looking at they're only going to service customers that they've had in the past. So we've got to look at alternatives for weed control this year. The cost is 3-4x for herbicides if you can get them versus last year. And so we need to be looking at, are we going to have to bring out the cultivators again, or are there other types of herbicides that are available that we can change our management a little bit? So I'm excited to hear her insight and input on what's going on with that market.
And after Jennifer Marcheski, we will be moving on to Jennifer Waite Dunton, who is with Kokomo Grain, and she is one of the marketers there. And Jennifer's going to come in, and she's going to talk about the market. She's going to talk about what producers need to be looking for as far as in the future, right now, what they're looking at the markets and the amazing prices that we're having right now, what to look at down the road. Maybe do we need to be contracting some in the fall? Right now, she's going to go deep into that. And again, she's one of those people. She's not pushing Kokomo Grain. That's where she mm-hmm. works. But she's here to educate.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I'm really thrilled about everybody that we have coming in. They're here to educate. They're not here to push their business. they're here to educate, and that's why they're coming in and volunteering their time. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely ready for the greater cause. The greater education is what they're after, and we appreciate that. With, you know, in the markets right now, I'm excited to talk to her because fall, you know, looking at contracting for the fall, it's all going to kind of depend on break even. Well, what's break even look like right now with input costs where they are and fuel, and what's that going to look like 6 months from now?
Yeah, so what do we lock in? What do we don't?
You see those great fall prices, but is that really the right thing to do at this point to lock them in? So I'm excited to talk to Jennifer and see what her insights are on that.
We're going to move on after that, both of our Jennifers are actually going to stick around with us from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We are going to have a Women in Ag Roundtable, and we've invited both of them to come back because they've been in the agricultural industry for ever since they got out of college. That's what they went to college for. Wow. So they're going to be here with that. And also joining us for that is going to be Leah Harden, the District Administrator and Education Coordinator for the Clinton County Soil and Water Conservation District. Leah is, I know, talking about retirement, and we keep telling her no.
Yeah, we'll let her. I didn't sign the card or book for her because I said she couldn't leave.
Yeah, so she, you know, we're hoping that she changes her mind and sticks around, but she's been in soil and water and not only here locally but also at the state house for years, and we're anxious to have her here. Jill Kingery, who is with TTG Equipment, and Jill, I kid you not, you go out there and you know, there's managers out there and everything. Jill's the one that runs the place.
Yeah.
She controls the place. And I think you'll find out that she runs some of the other places too remotely. So excited to have Jill here. And Joelle Oram. A lot of people may not know Joelle. Joelle is from Oram Farms. Her and her husband have built quite a little production program out there, but she's also very heavily involved with women in agriculture and with the actual organization and everything. So, but all these women are coming in. We're going to talk to them about what it's like to be female and be in what used to be a predominantly male industry, and you know, what kind of challenges they've had, how to juggle. All these women are juggling home and work. They all have families. They're all juggling all of that stuff. And we're going to talk to them about that and what it's been like for them, and maybe some suggestions they have out there for women, not only in agriculture, but also just women, period, who are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely.
And some of the changes that they've seen over the years.
I just love this group because we've got everything here from, industry to natural resources to, Orms, their own farm where they raise freezer beef and have a custom hay business. Her husband's a firefighter in Lebanon. So, you know, they kind of juggle it all and keep it all going. And so
along with the little kids and the whole band. Joelle does quite a bit on her own. Like I said, she is part of Women in Ag, and she's actually written some curriculum for that. So it's kind of I had a really fascinating conversation with her. So I'm excited to talk to her even more.
We've got some real rock stars there in that group.
Yeah. Yep. And we got Melissa Miller and Adam Chance too. So
I think we just sit in the corner and let them go.
I think once we start going through introductions, we're going to run out of time probably pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. We think half hour is a lot of time. It's really not.
No.
You get talking and you get going. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I'll let you go ahead and start getting ready. I see people starting to come in. And one more thing, brand new All Things Ag right after this, right?
Yes, we are showcasing. You want to talk about this one? This is your baby.
Yeah, I watched this the other night, and I called Melissa, and I said, I feel bad. You only said about three words through the whole program. But I have to commend Michael. Man, he did an absolute awesome job editing this one. He took in some animations that we had sent him and interjected them in with throughout where we were talking about the machine.
Nice.
So we talked about how a combine works front to back, inside and out. Had a lot of questions about that. You know, people see him going across the field and don't really understand quite how they work. So we put together, I think it was about 4 hours worth of tape.
Yeah, we were out there the better part of a day. And Michael, of course, have to climb up and down and go through and take this off and put this back. There was a lot. Mechanically, there was a lot to it.
How long was the final program? What was
40,
he able to get?
It's 42? About 48 minutes.
Okay,
that's cool. What it is. So by the time he got it edited down, and of course he's somewhere, and I know one of these days he's going to pull it out on us. He's got a blooper file.
We're saving that for the Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a blooper file somewhere for us. So
I was very impressed with this one. Nothing I did.
Right.
Just the way Michael finished the product.
Yeah, Michael
very
Hall,
well done.
Big shout out to him. He is our videographer. He is our producer when we do all things ag, and he makes sure that we look good.
Yeah, out of 40,
and we actually look smart.
After out of 4 hours of material, he managed to edit out, but still keep the content. So we got the point across.
Yes, he got the point across.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
good.
That's an art right there.
Yeah,
and he has a fine head of hair. I might add.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, he's got a hat on right now. But good grief.
All right, guys. Thanks
a lot. Thank you.
We'll see you here in just about 40 minutes. Want to thank our Ag Day sponsors this year. It wouldn't be possible without them. Well, it'd be possible. It'd just be a lot harder. Wampler Services, TTG Equipment, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, the Farmers Bank, and, of course, WILO. Again, Wamplers, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, TTG Equipment, and the Farmers Bank. These businesses have chosen to sponsor your Ag Day programming right here on WILO. And, of course, all of our HoosierLandTV.com sponsors, too, all right? Again, here at about 5 minutes coming up at 9 o'clock, I believe we are, at least I've got this date written down, with Katie Ann Rottler of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking with her on our feature presentation. Don't forget the Carroll Cougars in action this Saturday, semi-state championship. Wise, we're looking for a win Saturday, and that would put them straight to the state championship game in Class 2A basketball, which will be a week from this Saturday. That's at Gamebridge Coliseum. You can hear the game live right here with Don and Carl Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. for tip-off. So after Carroll wins that, game be over about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And after, it's 120 miles, Jamie Blacker told me, from Flora to Elkhart's Northside Gym. And so by the time Carroll gets back Saturday night with what we're hoping is a win, it's going to be a tiring time for him. But at that point, Bill Gant, you just go on emotion and adrenaline.
That's right.
You know,
so
we're wishing the best for Carroll Cougars. They're playing a good Central Noble team. But the way I look at it, Central Noble's playing a good Carroll team. That's the way we think. What's that?
Someone delivered coffees here.
Nice.
I think it's because of the coffee pot story I told on Chi 99.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us on Wilo.
Okay,
because coffee affects
told
everybody.
So I came in early to do some training with Cindy because I'm going to be standing in for Cindy next week on the Chi 99 morning show.
Right.
And so when I walked in the back door, I came in and I made coffee first. And then we came and did a couple breaks, and then I came back about 15 minutes later, and when I went into the kitchen, which had been cleaned up very nice and have special things out for Ag Day, I didn't put the pot under the coffee maker, so there was just coffee everywhere. So that was the story.
Well, I did want to commend you for getting it cleaned up to where the director of operations probably wouldn't have known.
Oh,
if
very
you
good.
Would have told
Thank
me.
You. Yeah, yeah. Leave it better than you found it. So.
Yes. So.
Oh, my. So I think maybe my wife sent the one to Cindy and I think.
Okay.
And if you're listening and you sent this to someone else, I'm really sorry.
Well, the thing, you like the iced coffee thing, right?
Any kind is fine. I'm not too picky.
Yeah, you're not too picky when it comes to coffee.
That's right.
And I don't know about Cindy. I know she usually puts some creamer in hers.
She likes it sugary and sweet.
And I'm not that way.
Nope.
I don't like,
the
sugary
black.
Sweet. I don't care for the iced coffees.
Yes.
But a lot of people do. So
yeah.
And it looks cool. So All right, let's see where we're at here. I don't want to talk about that yet. Don't want to start no trouble there. I just kind of walked in towards the end.
The,
I'm done.
There was a there's some kind of mileage problem with the Carroll and
mileage. No problem, but it's 120 miles from Flora to Elkhart, Carroll's going to have to go.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah, that's okay. Like a two every bit of a 2 hour drive.
Yeah.
4 o'clock tip off Saturday afternoon.
That's nice because it's in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. And you're back where it's not midnight.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So it won't be too bad. But just, I tell you what, we've said it before. We'll say it again. Coach Bodie Bender has got those boys mentally ready to go all the way to the state. They're already there, but they're not looking past.
Nope.
The teams, they're just, they've got that vision.
One possession at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're excited about that. No, I was just making reference that the other option was, and I forget how it works, if somebody would have lost or whatever, Carroll had a chance to be in Lafayette playing at that semi-state.
Because that's the way it used to be here in Frankfort for Frankfort High School.
Right.
I mean, they were at a big advantage because they had sectional here, regional here, and then the semi-state was always at Purdue.
Right,
and then the
right.
championship is just 40 minutes down the road in Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
So you are centrally located, but they'll be fine. They'll
not
be fine.
Anymore.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah,
not
they will be fine. If anyone's going to be fine, they'll be fine.
That's right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. More Party Line coming up next on WILO.